A God Who Won't Give Up, a study in Hosea, circa early to mid-700s BC, adapted from The Twelve by Parker Bradley. Introduction. Whether you're well-versed in the minor prophets of the Old Testament or brand new to studying one of the Twelve, Hosea is a great place to start any journey through these amazing books. In Hosea, we not only see a clear picture of the destruction sin can cause in all of our relationships, but also the redeeming work of our merciful God to draw us back to Him. This prophet leads us straight to the cross of Christ and reveals the love of God that knows no bounds in seeking and saving the lost. Make no mistake, Hosea is not afraid to say what needs to be said in calling out the wreckage of sin. God speaks powerfully through this prophet, and His words can even be a bit unsettling. Always remember two things. God is speaking this way because His people wouldn't listen to a kinder way of speaking. They had become hard-hearted, stubborn, know-it-alls, and God turned up the volume a bit to cut through the noise with His saving message. And secondly, God is always about reconciliation, then and now. If God has to change His tone a bit to get our attention, well, that's one thing. But His message of reconciliation, redemption, and renewal are behind every word of Hosea. This prophet looks forward to the ultimate expression of God's love and forgiveness in Jesus for us today. This study is drawn from the chapter in the book, The Twelve, that is devoted to Hosea. Each week will include Bible reading in Hosea and then in the study you have here. Some weeks are more Bible reading than study, and some are more study than Bible reading. We'll try to balance that out so there's no overload. But make sure you read the selected chapters in Hosea before the study so that it all makes sense. A key feature of this study is our No Wrong Answers discussion questions. You do not need to have a prior knowledge of the minor prophets to journey with them in our studies. These 12 books are among the least known books of the Bible for many Christians. No worries. We will focus on the most important thing, what God is saying to us today through these awesome prophets. So read through and jot your thoughts down if you'd like, but come to your group ready to talk about and discuss how Hosea's message speaks to you today. This study is broken up into sections so that discussion can happen all during your group time and not just at the end. This is an easy way to come close to the minor prophets and hear God's voice in them as followers of Christ. Group leaders can facilitate discussion, but no prep is required for this study. God bless you as you spend time with the mighty Hosea, and God's grace as we encourage one another to live out the truths of Scripture in our lives each day. Be open to what God may be saying to you personally in Hosea. It may be that God's message here is one for you, as it is for me. All glory to God and thanks to Him for His kindness in speaking so plainly to us and calling us out of the darkness into His marvelous light through Jesus Christ, our hope.